The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. A new teaching with authority. Is that how you look at the words of Jesus? Is that how you consider them to be? Remember, before Jesus worked any miracles, people first were astonished or amazed by the way he taught, by his words. And the majority of Jesus' miracles was by Jesus just speaking, saying, "Be opened, stand up and walk, come out of him." There's a power in the word of Christ because it's the word of God. And yet a lot of times I think we're not amazed, we're not astonished by the words of Jesus. Sometimes we don't even read the words of Jesus. We don't pay attention at Mass when the readings are being proclaimed. For us to be followers of Christ, we have to hear his voice. We have to listen to his words. That makes us what makes us followers of Jesus. Not because we are baptized and received all the sacraments, we come to Mass on Sunday. The purpose of all of these things is so we can hear the word of Christ and be amazed and accept his authority to teach us. Jesus is our teacher. His words are truth and life. Is that how we look at the word of God? At the scriptures. Again, I encourage you, if you don't have a regular, discipline of reading the scriptures every day, to do so. Just read the gospel of the day or the first reading of the day while you're sitting here waiting for Mass to start or while you're at home the day before. And just see what the Lord is trying to tell you. What words kind of stand out in your heart, in your mind. Sometimes it could be a question. Reflect on that question. Bring it to the Lord. Say, "Lord, help me find the answers for this question." The Word became flesh, and he is our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ.